You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Some of the initiatives that we've embarked on, the corporate alternate dispute resolution directives that were issued, and we published them just last week. This is one of the most important and credibility accountability mechanisms that we have actually introduced in the NPA. And it's not something that we just woke up one day and drafted this document. Advocate Rabaji Rastawa has been leading this process and working with renowned international experts. This is an international best practice to enhance accountability in any country. It is an accountability mechanism. And it is important to understand that the purpose of this is to, one, to encourage corporates to self-report so that we can actually, they can pay back damages that they've caused to a country. We're looking at various ways, even working with certain NGOs in terms of how we can we become more accurate at calculating that, but I won't go into detail. That's the first thing. And the second thing it actually helps accountability and prosecutions. Because what it does is the corporate involved commits to actually assisting law enforcement and the NPA or the ID in providing evidence that can result in prosecutions of directors of the same corporate. So I want to make it very clear that even though the corporate is the one that actually is not prosecuted, directors in the corporate are not given any kind of amnesty at all. And the corporate assists us in building a case against them. And so this is really, really important. And it was disheartening that when such an important international good practice is put out there, there are still some doomsayers who say, well, the NPA now has this because they can't prosecute. And that is most unfortunate because this is a very, very important initiative.
And that was the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Chamila Batoy, speaking earlier at a roundtable with media practitioners on the NPA's priorities and strategic initiatives. And apologies for the poor sound quality on that. But for more on this, we're joined on the line now by the NPA's spokesperson, Advocate Mthunzi Maga. Advocate, thanks so much for your time. Welcome to Update at Noon.
Good day, Sakina. It's been a while since I had a chat with you. I hope you are well.
I am, thanks. And it has been a while. And so, you know, and we ought to speak more because I thought that was such an interesting deliberation that took place this morning. So, but for the benefit of everybody else who may not have been able to listen to that, let's just elaborate on the objectives and the aim of this new corporate alternative dispute resolution.
Firstly, is as the NTPP had said, it's to ensure accountability for corporates. Two is to ensure that we lift the corporate veil and prosecute the directors who are implicated by evidence that would have been provided by the company itself. Three, that companies are encouraged to self-report, that is to come forward at their own initiative to say, look, we're responsible for defrauding the state or any other company or entity to this amount and therefore prepared to pay it back. Fourthly, that it's important that the protracted prosecution process is avoided at all costs, because going through all that prosecution when people are admitting culpability, it's unnecessary. So there are four spin-offs from the whole concept, which was conceptualized sometime in 2020, which is applied in many prosecuting authorities. So we felt it prudent that we bring it to South Africa so that when it's possible to curtail the protracted prosecution processes and also ensure accountability and also ensure that we prosecute the directors, then we might as well opt or explore this avenue.
Which is very interesting because would you say that prior to this amendment, companies would have been perhaps a little more fearful of coming forward because everybody would be tainted or basically enjoined, so to speak, in whatever was done wrong by the company.
That is true. They were reluctant because the company itself would then be prosecuted and all of that. And the problem with that is the fine would not be equivalent to the amounts that we are getting now through the corporate ADRM.
So I suppose when we look at this as lay people, Mr. Maga, Advocate Maga, what we do is we are sitting there thinking, okay, maybe we were too simplistic in looking at what this is meant to do, because some people were asking, so what happens to corrupt individuals who are alleged to have perpetrated similar corrupt crimes? You know, can they also enter into some sort of agreement with the National Prosecuting Authority to say, okay, I'm going to fall on my sword here. Can we look at some alternative here? Is that sort of thing open to the public?
Are you talking about individuals?
Individuals,
not companies?
Yes.
That option is opened in terms of Section 105A of the Criminal Procedure Act, where they can enter into a plea and sentence agreement with the state. It's corruption, murder, theft, any other offense, serious or petty crime, they can enter into an agreement with the state. But that will be endorsed by the courts. And obviously, they may negotiate even the kind of sentence. They can also negotiate compensating the victim as well. It's open to everyone. Even this corporate ADRM is open to domestic companies as well, or entities that may have defrauded the state or any other entity. It's not only open to international or global companies.
I'm so glad, you know, we're having this conversation, because I can imagine many people perhaps not even knowing that that sort of option is available to them, Advocate.
Hence the media roundtable. We've written op-eds as well on the concept so that people can learn more about it, because we're encouraging self-reporting. So we're going to get into or embark on a communication drive to ensure that it is well known.
Now, obviously, there were other issues discussed as well. The NDPP also gave an update on the difficulties that the NPA is facing with the extradition of the Gupta brothers. What are some of the challenges that still remain in this regard?
Well, the reasons had not yet been advanced why our application was dismissed. We've tried every trick in the book, formal or informal, to get those reasons. They are not forthcoming. We have engaged the Deputy President, who's on a mission with the Minister of Justice in the United Arab Emirates, to say, raise this with them. If there's a need for a political intervention, that will be welcome as well.
So that one is ongoing. And then obviously there's always criticism about what the NPA does. And obviously one of those, Advocate Maga, is of course that not many senior or high profile individuals are behind bars since the state capture report was finalized.
You will recognize that the state capture report made the recommendations. They did not conduct criminal investigations. So these matters are complex and involve high-profile people and therefore needs intensive investigation by law enforcement, in particular the ID, which unfortunately has no people that are permanent. Until such time that they are permanent, then the prosecutorial investigating machinery would have been enhanced.
And then just lastly, Advocate Batoy also spoke about, she ended with some comments in relation to the alleged capture of the judiciary. Are there any specific investigations on the table in this regard?
She did not say anything about capture of the judiciary. It was a question from the journalist and we said we are not in a position to make that assertion because we don't have evidence to that effect.
Oh, so it was a question. It was not a comment.
Yes,
it was not
a comment at all.
But is there any concern at this point at the NPA about judicial capture?
Of importance is the fact that whatever misgivings we have about decisions that are made by judges, we have an option to review or to take those on appeal. And in some particular cases, we have taken the matters on appeal.
Right, we have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, NPA spokesperson, Advocate Mthunzi Maga.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.